the sugya that I wanted to learn today, as you try to learn the Rambam and Erev Shabbos, something connected to the Parsha, is a topic which is a favorite topic of mine in Halacha. We're going to save some of what I find so compelling about it for the final makor, which is the Shitas Habach on the question. It was the sugya of the kibbutz zakenim, of whether a person has a formal halachic obligation to show honor to grandparents. Now, everybody agrees that grandparents cannot possibly be any worse than elderly people in general. Logara from Mibnei Seva Takam Vedarta Pnei Zakin, the Gemara in Kiddushin says it's not only a Yannick V'chakim, not only a Talmud Chacham, but even Zakenim who are not Talmud V'chakim, and frankly, even Zakenim who are not even Jewish necessarily, but people's life experience obviously demands respect, and that is non-negotiable, as all midos tovos are always non-negotiable. But is there a special halachic obligation when it comes to our grandparents? The Torah tells us, "Kabedas avicha ve'asimecha yish imo ve'aviv tiro." There isn't a clear source for kibbutz zakenim, grandparents, in the Torah, and it turns out that it does not appear in the Rambam, it doesn't appear in the literature of Rav Yosef Karo, though we'll see a very important passage in the Ramah, and is a subject of Machlokes Rishonim. And there's a very important Rashi in this week's Parsha. But before we get into the Makoros proper, I'd like to try to be makdim with a couple of perspectives. So first of all, something that would not intuitively occur to people your age, but I was the first dar in America that really had grandparents. My parents did not have grandparents. Most of them were killed in the Shoah. So the idea of spending time with grandparents, and many of you have been zocha to and continue to be zocha to, was a novelty, and we appreciated it very much, and we were constantly reminded growing up how fortunate we were to have relationships with our grandparents. That was something that our parents, many of them, never experienced. Even people who were fortunate enough not to be directly impacted by the Shoah, the actuarial realities are that people lived for a much shorter amount of time. Thank God people are living longer. By Mina into their late 70s in the United States of America. And that gives people an opportunity to form meaningful relationships with their grandparents is something that cannot be taken for granted. And so this topic is very personal for me. I was the beneficiary of many years of relationships with my with my grandfathers, Zichronam Levracha, who were a major part of my development. And I'm sure, again, many of you have that experience. And Libadal Ben Achayim Ben Achayim, my grandmothers, who thank God are still with us, continue to really play a major role in our family life in general. But it's even more important right now in the Tkufa that we're in, because we all know that, again, this would apply in general to people who are elderly, how careful we have to be and how much the plight of those who are more vulnerable than certainly people in your category, again, nobody is immune, but how careful we have to be to make sure that we're caring for our family members and really all of members of society who are older, in a responsible fashion. And again, we're getting so close here that every single day that we can keep people safe is really tzalas nefashos derabim. So I thought this was an appropriate sugya for us to contemplate today. Okay, so with that, let me bring up the Makoros here. Just a second, let me share my screen. Okay. So the Torah tells us in Parashas Vayigash, this is the Aliyah the Ramban calls at the beginning of the Galus, the 210 years. Vayisa Yisrael v'chala sherlo v'yavo be'er ha'shava v'yizbach zavachim l'lokei aviv Yitzchak v'yomer lokim l'Yisrael b'maros ha'layla v'yomer Yaakov Yaakov v'yomer hineni v'yomer anochi ho'el alohei avicha al tira merdam mitzrayma. Right, it's actually a very fascinating thing. We know from the comment Al Tira that Yaakov was terribly afraid of having to go down to Egypt. After all, his father did not ever have to leave Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak Avinu was the Ola Tmima, only his grandfather did. So it's already subtle in the Psukim, but this is a moment when Yaakov Avinu could relate perhaps more to his grandfather than to his father. And despite that fact, Vayizbach Zvachim Lelohei Aviv Yitzchak. So in any event, the Kaddish Baruch Hu tells him, Anochi Eved Imcha Mitzrayim Avanochi Alcha Gam Alo. I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim. This is the foundational concept of Imo Anochi Bitzara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us when we're in distress, and I will come back up with you, even though you will not come up alive. V'yosef yashis yado alei nacha. Which could mean Yosef will be there with you b'shas p'tira. Yosef will take care of everything up until that time, and that's exactly what happened. V'yichalkel Yosef es aviv es achav es kol beis aviv. Lechem lefiyata. V'yakom Yaakov mi'ber shava v'yisu v'nei Yisrael. As Yaakov avihem ves tapam ves neshehem ba'agalos asher shalach paro lasei sosel v'yikchu es miknehem ves rechusham asher rachshu v'eretz Kenan. Rashi famously comments, not the rechash of Padan Aram that he gave away. He didn't want to take any of the nechsei chutz la'aretz with him. It's a reflection of his attachment to Eretz Yisrael. V'yavo mitzrayma Yaakov v'chol zaro ito banav v'vnei banav ito b'nosav v'nos banav v'chol ash v'chol zaro. Hevi ito Mitzrayim. Lashon Rashi lelohei aviv Yitzchak. Chayev adam bichvod aviv yoser bichvod zikno. Lefikach tala b'Yitzchak velo b'Avram. I personally think the diak in Rashi, which is based on the Bereishis Rabba, which I'll read, vayizbach zochem lelohei aviv Yitzchak amr bishoy b'levi chazarekti al kol bali agada shebedarum shiyom li pasuk zeh velo amaroli. They didn't explain to me this pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Chayav Adam Bichvod Aviv Yoser Michvod Zekeno. The simple pshat is that there is a din of Kibud Zekeno, at least Avi Aviv, if not all grandparents. That too is a machlokas and the Yacharonim. But the honor due to one's parent is greater. So I understand this particular halacha to emerge from what I observed in the psukim themselves. And why would you darshan it from here? Because if there was ever a moment when a person would relate more to the grandfather than to the father, it was this moment, because he's going down to Mitzrayim, just as Avraham Avinu did. In fact, that's the whole Ramban. Remember the famous Ramban, Ma'isa Avos Siman Abanim, that Avram had a Rav, so he had to go down to Mitzrayim, and all the things that happened to Avraham Avinu, that Sarah was taken, and that Paro had Nagaim Gedolim, V'achrei Chen Yetzu B'chosh Gadol, and now it's all happening to Yaakov. So really, if there was ever a time Vayizbach Zavachim to Avram, now would have been the time, but oh! So he didn't do that, because Chayav Adam B'chvod Aviv Yosef B'chvod Zikna. That's how I understand how Chazal derived this halacha. So again, it's not in the Rambam, which is very critical, obviously, in general, and especially for me. But the Rama does reference it in Shulchan Aruch. It's not found in the Mechaber, but the Rama says, Yeshomim Dena Nemchaya B'chvod Aviv Aviv Ve'eno Nirali. I disagree. Ela Dechaya B'chvod Aviv Yosef B'chvod Aviv. So if you take a look in the Darche Moshe, the Rama's commentary on the tour, so it explains that the Mari Kolon, one of the great Chachma Italia, Shurish Memdal Deven Abenin Uchayev Klal Bekibud Azaken Shuaviv Aviv Akal Uktsas Lamash Mekain Bemetrish Vevio Rashi Perish Achumish Parshas Vayikash Gabe Vayizbach Zvachem Loi Aviv De Perish Rashi Chayvadim Michoraviv Yosef Michoraviv. So the Taz comments again on the Shulchan Aruch, Ken Perish Rashi Bechumish, right? Alvayizbach Zvachim Loke Aviv Yitzchak Vetema Al Deya Rishona Shuhumarik, Denela Mimenu Perish Rashi Bechumish. The Taz is almost beside himself. He can't believe it. What is it that Nela Mimenu, he didn't remember the Rashi in Vayigash? So obviously the Marik knew every Rashi. I'm sure he knew every Rashi Bal Peh. He probably just interpreted Rashi a little bit differently. Chayav Adam Bichod Aviv Yosef Mibichod Zekeno meant that there really is no formal din of Kibud Zekenim. So why does Rashi say it that way? Chayav Adam Bichod Aviv Yosef Mibichod Zekeno, that the din of Kibud Zekenim is predicated on a din klali. It's not predicated on a din prati, that there's a special din that you have to show kavod to your grandfather, or to your grandparents more generally. It's probably just, you write, Mipnei Seva Takum V'Adarta Pnei Zakin. That's probably what the Ma'arik had in mind. He certainly knew the Rashi, and he certainly knew the Bereishis Rabba and all of the literature. The Shach already makes reference to the Bach, to Rabbi Yoel Sirkis, Chaya V'Kosav HaBach, We'll see the Bach in a second. The Bach is a very, very important makar here. I am very fond of this Bach. Because of a Bach lefiza nir, those of us in the Rambam Chabur this week know that I took a pretty harsh view against the Bach this morning. So I have to make it up by supporting the Bach right now. We were talking about the din of kfiya, Bezdin's not just the right, but the obligation to be kofin alatzdaka. And there's a din in the Gemara Baba Basra where Mashkin and Al Tzadaka, Afilu Ba'arve Shabbosos, you can collateralize somebody. Afilu Ba'arve Shabbosos, so the Bach says not so fast. That's only if they had a previous agreement. So I think that's for sure not the Pshat in the Rambam. Okay, so I'll do the Bach a little bit of a justice. Because of a Bach, Lafiza Niradim Ein Lo La'av Yesh Leben, Kaifinan on the Ben, Haben, Kefiasher Yachol. So we know that the halacha of Kibud Ava'im is Mishel Ha'av. But let's say the father doesn't have, so the child is responsible financially to provide machil umashke, malbush umechase, motzi umachnes. I always like to say it's one of those halachos that we really shouldn't require. A person should obviously, just out of a sense of hakaras hatov, if their parent needs something, their person should be running to do it for their parent. That's our opportunity to pay our parents back for all the things they did for us, right? They didn't charge us for the food that we ate. They didn't charge us for the diapers that they changed, right? So we should seize the opportunity. But the Shach quotes a chiddush in the name of the Bach that, okay, so your primary responsibility is to your father, but you also have responsibility to your grandfather. So let's say a person is wealthy and their father is not wealthy and their grandfather is in need. So that there's actually a chiyuv machil mashka malbishu mechatzem mosi umachnis, right? And it's not a small amount of money sometimes, right? When it comes to care for the elderly, can be very expensive. So Rabbi Akiva Eger also Yoser Michor Aviv Aviv Beliyo Azuta Besofa Hasefar Kasa of the Hainu Davka Lenim Yeshu Lechabe Laavi Laavi Aviv Abul Avachi. Chayev v'chor aviv aviv b'chol mili, kemo shechayev v'aviv ayin sham. He goes all the way. Shecholek al das ha-marikin, v'chayev kal b'chibur aviv aviv. So the Rebbe Kiva Eger says, absolutely. Says the only way in which you're obligated more for your father than your grandfather is as if there's a direct competition. But all of the obligations, this is amazing, Rebbe Kiva Eger. So Rebbe Kiva Eger says, that based on the Eliyahu Zuta, that you have the same obligations to your grandfather, avi aviv at least, paternal grandfather, that you do to your father, machil umashka, malbish umechase, motzi umachnes, very much along the lines that the Shach here is quoting from the Bach. It's only if there's a direct competition that your father should come first. That's an amazing statement. That's not necessarily what Rashi had in mind. Chayav adam b'chod aviv, yosef b'chod zekeno, doesn't necessarily mean that it's the same degree of obligation unless it's a direct competition. So this is a major chiddush. The truth is that the Gaon quotes the Gemara in Sota, and the Gemara in Sota, Memtes Amud Aleph, he thinks it's a raya for the Marik. So if the Gaon says to go to Sota Daf Memtes Amud Aleph, my Rebbe in 7th grade, he used to like to learn with us, we used to learn in the old-fashioned way. He was from the yeshivisha world, so he used to, our test where we had to write the dapim of the Gemara Baal Peh. He used to teach us half in English and half in Yiddish. He was a wonderful, wonderful teacher and a wonderful Rebbe. Rabbi Meir Beller, he should be well. So he used to like to learn with us, Rabbi Kiva Eger. So when we didn't appreciate it even at the time, how fortunate we were. And it was a small little chabura of us, maybe seven, eight kids in the class. The executive director now, Judah Rosenbaum, his older brother Adam, was a year ahead of me, who now was a Rosh Hashiva down in the Neri Yisrael system. There's a wonderful, wonderful group that we learned with. So Rabbi Beller always used to say it about Rabbi Kiva Eger. He used to learn the Gilyan Ashasa. Rabbi Kiva Eger would say, Ayin Sham. Says if Rabbi Kiva Eger says jump, we say how high, and he would always take out the Gemara. Okay, so if the same is true, we weren't learning Shulchan Aruch, I'm sure he would have said it about the Gaon as well. So if the Gaon says go to Sota Memtes Amud Aleph, we'll go to Sota Memtes Amud Aleph, and he thinks there's a raya here for the Maharik. Okay, we'll see if it's a good raya for the Maharik or not. Rav Huna Eshkach Timrasa Dechin Vanisa. So Rav Huna found a wonderful tamarim, shaka karacha besudre, and he put it away in his kerchief. Asaraba Berei and his son came along. Amar Leis, his son said to him, something smells good here. Merchina Recha de Chen Vanisa. So I smell the smell of the Chen Vanisa. So Amar Li Bini Tara Yeshbecha Yehava Nihala. He says, Rei Reach Bini Kerea Chasada Sher Bircho Hashem. Right, your olfactory capacity is very impressive. So I'm going to give it as a gift to you. Adahachi Asa Abba Berei. But then his grandson came along. So Rabba's son, Abba, came along. So Shakla, Yava, Nihali. So the middle generation, what they call today the sandwich generation, gives it to the child, gives it to the grandson. So Amr Lai, so Rav Huna says, B'ni, Samachtas, Libi, Vikesa, Shini. Right, that you made me so happy when I was able to give it to you, but then you gave it to your own son, so now I feel badly. Right? Hainu da Amrinchi, Rachame da Abba, Abani, Rachame da Bani, Abani da Havulai. And this is really true in life. So many of us discussed in the Shnai Mikra Chabura this week, the love of the father to son. I'm so partial to the view of the Ramban. That's true in general. But the Ramban takes on all of the other Rishonim. Vayev kal tzavar avod. Who was crying? So we know that Rashi says that Yaakov was saying Kriyat Shema. In this case, almost all of the Rishonim agree with Rashi, the Chizkuni and the Radak. The Ramban says, Mehecha tesi. Who do you think was crying? Of course it was Yaakov was crying. Kerachim aval abanim. Demosein mitzuyos. Demos mitzuyos yoser. The ben who's the bachar, who's Moshe b'chlar tzitzayim, or the father who suffered so long. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. And it's a halacha as well. How many times have I referenced with you guys the halacha of Abab b'machteres, imzar chalav ha-shemesh, that the father is never going to really harm his son. So Rachame de Abba Abani, so the father for his son, and then the son for his son. Rachame de Bani Abani de Havulei. And you'll only understand this, I have to tell you. You'll only understand how much your father loves you until you have your son. Then you'll understand how much your father really loved you. You can't understand it until then. It's impossible. That's what the Gemara says. In any event, Ravacha bar Yaakov itpil bei b'Rav Yaakov bar Bartei. So he raised... Rav Achar bar Yaakov raised his grandson through his daughter, that's important, in his own house. Ki gadol amar lei, so he said, can you get me a cup of water? Ashki amayim amar lo, so this is not a very nice thing to say. Lav brechana, he says, look, what do you think, I'm your son? Machil umashka, mabish umachasim, motzi umachas. So I don't recommend trying this at home for many reasons. Even if the Ma'arik happens to be correct, it's a very disrespectful thing to do. Even if it was just Mipnei Seva Takum, Radarta Bnei Zakin, Vahayna Darmiyinchi, Rabbi Rabbi, Bar Berata Chana. So that was the statement, right? I'm not your son, I'm your grandson. You may have raised me, right? God Alosi, Avafal Pichin, Eini Benach. So this is what the Gaon thinks is a big raya for the Divrei Ma'arik, because apparently this grandson, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Brase, hard for me to understand how you can say this to anybody. It doesn't have to even be an elderly person. Why shouldn't v'hu omed alehem tachas eitz vayochev? It wasn't beneath Avram Avinu's kavod to bring water to the guest. I don't know. It's very strange. But anyway, the Gaon thinks this is a big raya because it shows that the grandson says lav berach ana. The Gaon says furthermore, even if a person would accept that, let's say avi avi, if there is a chiyav avi imo, it doesn't run through the daughter. This is also based on our parasham. Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai, Benos banim harein kivanim. So that's a din in Tiria Verivia. Bnei banos enam kivanim. But when it comes to the bnei banos, so that gets cut off with the daughter. Okay. So bar berasach ana ve'en alai lechabdecha kiben. That is the basic gist of the Gemara and Sota. So it could be a raya for the Divrei HaMaharik. Now, if you take a look there in the commentaries in the Gemara and Sota, we have very few Rishonim and Sota, so we'll go to the Acharonim. So, you see in the Mishmeres, Kehuna lo berich ana mikan muchach in chayav adam ichvod zikeno. So, he learned the same way as the Gaon did. V'chein mashma mi Gemaras of Perek HaGolan, we'll get to the Gemara and Makos in just a little bit. Kamar habiv no, habiv ben benoah yin sham. And Zerayin Betur Yeredei, look, the Rambam doesn't paskin the halacha, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin the halacha. So the Marisha writes, Avagav de Bnei Banim, Hareim Givanim, Vafilu Brother Brasa, Hainu Le'inin Mitzvahs Piri Yavivirivya, Vahainu Mitaima Mishim De La Sheves Yitzara, that in the end of the day, if you have produced genetic offspring, you produce genetic offspring, Vaika, So again, the Marsha, like a Gaon, understood the Gemara as a Raya in this direction. It's very similar to the Gemara in Bechoros, frankly, on Daf Mem Zayin, which says that even though we have a halacha, Gershon is Gayer, Kekatan Hanola Dami, that as far as Pirya Verivya is concerned, it's true, it's a Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. There's an argument that can be made, a very compelling argument, that as far as Pirya Verivya is concerned, that you are Mekayim Pirya Verivya. We know the famous Shita of the Rambam, we discussed this, the Rambam says that only if the children convert as well, because Pirya Verivya, we spent a lot of time on this idea, is tied into the idea of Masora, Asakta B'Pirya Verivya. We mentioned is ready the din of chinuch as well. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. The Aruch HaShulchan says v'chasav Rabbeinu Aramah the Marik the Yeshomim dena the Mechayev v'chor aviv aviv ve'enu nirli al the Mechayev v'chor aviv yosem v'chor aviv aviv v'kasu agdolim sham dimein la'av u'leben v'yesh leben haben kofin leben haben sheyizonam kifi yecholto. That's the Shach quoting the Bach. V'nira degam ben Abbas chaya b'chor avi imo. So again, against the Gaon, the Aruch HaShulchan wasn't afraid. V'zesha matzino b'gemara, she'echar amar leven bito ashkin maya, v'amar le'lav b'rachana, ayin sham kvar pirish rashi sham, de'in alay l'chabdecha kiben. Akal, kilomar d'chibud kiben en emuchuyal mikol makom chaya v'chabdo. Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan says we can neutralize that gemara, as Rashi already tried to neutralize it. But I remind you, and this is a very important, that Rabbi Kiva Eger said, no, you really are obligated the same way that a son is obligated. It's only if there's a direct, conflict. Okay, so we saw already that in the commentary in the Gemara Sota, they say you have to look at the Gemara in Masechta Makos for some further elaboration of this point. So the Gemara says Makos Daf Yud Beis. There seems to be a contradiction. Tani chada avsha harag beno naaselo goel hadam. But tani idach ein beno naaselo goel hadam. So you have a terrible tragedy. If a father kills his own son, a rotzeach bishgaga, so can the other son be a goel hadam against his father? So lema, maybe it's a machlokes hatanoim. Harab Yosi Aglili, harab Akiva. Right, that would be the second time this week, right? We had Matzah Shal Meisr Sheni. So, V'tizbara, Ben Lamanda Mer Mitzvah, Ben Lamanda Mer Rishos, Mishari, Vam Rabba Bar Rav Huna, V'chein Tana Dvei Rabbi Shema, L'cholina Ben Asa Shliach, L'aviv, L'akosu, L'kloso, Chutz Mimesis. That Mesis is a special, Gzeres HaKosov, Lo Sovelo, V'lo Sishmaylo, V'lo Sachos Inchaylov, V'lo Sachmo, V'lo Sechase Alav, even if it's your own father. Shereitar Amar, Lo Sachmo, V'lo Sechase Alav, V'lo Kashya, Habibno, Ha beben beno. So what's the yishuv of the Gemara? So if you take a look over in Rashi, Rashi says hadatanya beno nasa gol adam bivno shel rotzeach ka amar vadatanya beno shel nasa lo gol adam bivno shel harak amar shu ben beno shel rotzeach ve'eno mozar al chavodo. So Rashi says eno mozar al chavodo, which is really interesting. That could be a good raya for the Ma'arik in terms of interpreting Rashi. Right, the previous Rashi in Vayigash said right that he's not nizer in chavod zekeno chavod aviv. So be that as it may, the language of eno muzer al chavodo might suggest the Ma'arik's reading of Rashi in Vayigash, as I tried to suggest when the Taz said how could he have been ne'elam mimenu the Rashi ala Torah. But be that as it may, Rashi's answer here is the following, and it can work even I think for Rabbi Kiva Eger. That if a person was a rotzeach bishgaga, killed his son by accident, what a terrible thing! So his other sons cannot be a goel hadam against him. Can't be. But if the son who was killed has a son, so Esav kills, Yeush. Esav kills Amalek, kills Eliphaz, so Amalek can be the Goel Hadam against Esav. Okay, and that would fit in even with the Rabbi Kiva Eger, because that would be a direct conflict between the kavod of your father. Let's say being a Goel Hadam for your father is a din in kavod, so the kavod of your father would come before the kavod of the grandfather. So that's the way that Rashi interprets the Gemara. So let's see the Yerushalmi, then we'll see Rabbi Nochanan, then we'll see the Psak Halacha of the Rambam, and then I'll come to the Bach. So the Yerushalmi states the following. Amr Bzira Tanar Bshedla Barbuna Klape Shinamar Goal Dam Huyamisa Terosech Hari Misha Ikaz Bino Ain Bibno Hashini Nasa Goal Hadam Lahamisis Aviv Aval Ach Shahika is Achiv Achiv Hashini Nasa Goal Dam Lahamisis Achiv. Again, you don't have to. Tanar Rablazar Ben Yaakov Klape Shinamar Goal Dam Huyamisis Terosech Hari Misha Ikaz Bino Bino Hashini Nasa Goal Dam Lahamisis Aviv Aval Ach Shika Achiv Ain Achiv Hashini Nasa Goal Dam Lahamisis Achiv. So exactly the opposite. I mean, I know Philo Amar Shenu Yachol Agvilo Talmud Amar Befigo Bel Huyamisenu. So it sounds like it's a machlokes between two deos and the Yerushalmi. So the Rabbeinu Chananel tries to work it all out. So Parkina Nim Esav Harag Teiman Ben Alifaz. So if Esav killed his grandson, Alifaz Nasa Gol Hadam Shel Beno Shelo V'Horag Esav Aviv. That you're allowed. This is Racham Eavel Aben. To attack your own father in defense of your son. Avalim hara gesev ru'u'el b'no, shalo, ein alifaz go'el dam, achiv miyad aviv. But you're never allowed to go after your father, only for your brother. So he has a different shita than Rashi. How does the Rambam paskin? The Rambam paskin's lahalacha av shahara ges b'no, im haya l'nerag ben hareza horeg avi aviv, mipnei shu go'el. Like Rashi. V'im ein lo ben, ein echad min ha'achem nasa goel adam l'hamis es aviv, el abezdin m'misin oso, ve'echad ha'zochar, ve'echad ha'nekeva be'geulas hadam. Sons and daughters are the same for these purposes. Yeah. The mi'iri, b'no shel nerag, shu ben b'no shel horeg nasa lo goel adam, v'chem mish harag es achiv, Hariachar meafi echi meachav avabishu achiv shahorig nasa go adam v'chenis bar v'talmud amara v'paskins like that day in the Yerushalmi. Okay, so again, this could be interpreted in many different ways, but I think it could even be compatible with the maximalist view on kibbutz akenim of Rabbi Akiva Eger to say that even if we'll allow the grandson, to be goel this father's blood against the grandfather. It doesn't prove anything that there's not a din of kavod, but it just means that the kavod of your father is greater. Okay, so I'd like to bring everything full circle here with the shita of the Bach. So I mentioned the Bach at the beginning. The Bach was quoted by the Shach as saying that there's a dine mamonos involved, that kaifin on the ben haben. Okay, so the Bach wrote an essay on this that I think gets to the heart of the matter and really brings us full circle. So the Bach says, "Kasav ma'arik b'shorish lamed shenira shein ben aben chayev b'chvod zekeno sherei lo matzino b'shum malkom sheyischayev." And again, it's not nipsach l'alach on the Rambam, except this Rambam in the case of Goel Hadam. V'nirli de'eshtamitei ha'hi de'breishis rabba. That he's still looking past the Breishas Rabba. Vayizbach zvachem lele aviv Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan, Meshachayev, Ad Bechod Aviv, Yosef, Bechod Zekeno, Vechim Perish Rashi, Bechumish Mashma, Lehedi, Dechayev, Lechabdo, Besu, Hare Limdo, Medra, Socher Tov, Dechayev, Lechabed, Chamev, right? So you have to show honor to your father-in-law, so Kalva Chomer to your grandfather. Now that din does make it into Shulchan Aruch, Kvod Chamev. We see that by David, that he calls Shaul his father, Avi Re'e Gam Re'e. So he's saying a Kal V'chomer for your grandfather from your father-in-law. I don't think that the Ma'arik didn't see the Rashi. I think he just interpreted differently, that there really is no din of Kibud Zekenim. He says Chayav Adam Mechod Aviv Yosef Mechod Zekeno, because Kibud Zekenim is din klali mibnei sevatakim v'tarat ibnei zaken. And frankly, you can bring a raya for that, Ma'arik, for like I said, from the other Rashi, where Rashi interprets the Gemara and Sot and Daf Mem Tes, that a grandchild doesn't have any chiyuv of kavod in a mozar bechvodo, any unique chiyuv. Okay, but the Bach was the father in law of the Taz, so that's where the Taz picked up this idea that he doesn't understand how the Ma'arik missed the Rashi. Okay. So the Bach is saying, look, it's not just the Rashi, but Hasvara no senes. Shechayev Yosef Bichod Zekeno Michod Chaviv Sharei Zekeno Nikra Aviv Batora Kidachsev Ani Hashem Eloke Abraham Elavicha Veloke Yitzchak Haaretz Asher Ata Shochev Umashikasev Marik Midemach Shemar Bereder Avashi Ben Aben Lahoy Lezekeno to tshuva about Eidus, Alma, the Bnei Vanim, Enam Kevanim, Elin, Imperia, Verivia, Vuadin, Enam Kevanim, Lenin Kavod, Ein Zeraya Klal, Lefiani is Daiti, Devade, Lenin Eidus, Galilan Kral, Yimsu Avos Albanim, Banim Dafka, Velo Bnei Banim. Don't bring me a Raya from Eidus. Eidus is the exception, not the rule. Vizil Basar Taima, the Ispaligdara, that by separating out a generation, people aren't going to be as biased. Aval inyan kavod kaved esavicha ksev meribuya des marbina nafilu baal imo, right, to stepfather veisha saviv a stepmother nafilu achiv hagadol, which is a din that appears in the Rambam. Kol shekain avi aviv dehu nikra avicha mamish kedeprishus ukemoshe kasev asher yisalcha avosa defanav Avram Yitzchak. So he says he's totally unconvinced by the Marik's raya from the world of Eidos, that Bnei Banim is Harei and Kevanim is only a din in Piria Verivia, and that's why you can testify grandparent against grandchild and vice versa. He says that's the exception, not the rule. The rule is that basically it's like a father, like Rabbi Kivager said as well. V'su Kevan is a kenu chayv olam de Torah. This is the part that I love so much. Kedeisa perakam de kiddushin rodatam levanecha levanecha. Heyach salka adaite. How could you even possibly consider do nechshav lo leben l'talmud Torah that you have to teach him Torah? Right, and the Rambam has this halacha, right? Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, halacha beis, when the Rambam says that the person of adat v'nech l'nevanecha, that kishem shechayv adam l'amid es beno, kach v'chayv l'amid es ben beno, v'hu enu nechshav lo l'avlin kavod. V'sud ikar tam akavod shehish v'kibarav em l'chvod ha-makom. Mishum d'shlosh ha-shutvod, k'mo sh'nizbar b'tchila siman zeh. Im ken mitam zem gam avi aviv b'chlal ha-shutvos. Right? They brought you into this world. They're your teachers as well. And so he says, basically, it's inconceivable that the Maharik could possibly be correct that we can make a binyan av from Eidos to say that there's no din of kavod, and that's what he says is big chiddush here at the end, which was quoted already by the Shach. Lefiza nira vaday, again halacha lemaisa dim ein lo la'av uleben v'yesh leben aben kafinan lay leben aben litein lo kefi asher yachol kein nira li. Okay, so the Bach has, I think, broken a major ground in this sugya, because what the Bach is saying is that Rashi, no Rashi, the Gemara in Sota, the Gemara in Makos, these are all interesting. But in Hasfara no sense, it's an impossibility that a person could believe that there's not a special obligation of, at least as far as Aviv is concerned. Maybe you could have an interesting conversation about maternal grandfather or grandmothers. I think we should take the position, you know, a robust position, my personal view, for all grandparents, especially based on the idea of Shlosha Shutvin and, right, they're responsible for our being here no less than our parents are, just one generation removed. But if there's a chiyuv of hodat levanecha, they're required to invest in you and to shape you and to mold you. How in the world could it possibly be that there's no formal chiyuv of kavod in the other direction? And so what the Bach is expressing here is, I think, a marvelous and delightful concept. That the din of kibud av ve'em is really fundamentally rooted in something you've heard from me many times, that the parent-child relationship expresses itself in teaching, in sharing, in transmitting the Masorah. These are the parshios that I love the most in the Torah. Kiven zikunim hulo, bar chakim hulo, vayef gal tzavar avod, amusa hapam acharei rosias fanecha ki odcha chai. That's all Yaakov wanted in this world. He wanted to be moser something to Yosef in particular. And we know that, and I've written about this extensively, that the 17 years that he had with Yosef that was so cruelly interrupted by the Mechira, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him 17 years in Mitzrayim, exactly 17 years, right, in this week's Parsha, right, Yaakov says, I'm 130 years old to Paro. We know that Yaakov dies 147 years. What was he doing those 17 years? Right, Ephraim haya ragil ifnei Yaakov b'Talmud. He learned with his grandson. And that's what he says in next week's parasha to Yosef, Rofa nachalo filalti, I never imagined I'd see you again. And he was the Rebbe of Ephraim. And that's why Vayasem es Ephraim lifnei Menashe, is that Torah leadership is the most important leadership, even though Menashe had a very important role to play, and Menashe is a critical paradigm in Klal Yisrael as well. But Ephraim, and that's the leadership of Yehoshua ben Nun, lo yamash mitocha oel, and that was the grandparent-grandchild paradigm that Yaakov was zocha to. So how in the world, in the halachic universe, it's an unimaginable phenomenon that there would be a din, v'hodato v'necho v'nei v'necho. And as the Rambam says, k'shem shechayev adam lamid es b'no, kachu chayev lamid es ben b'no. And the only reason that the Torah says, v'shinatam v'necho imatam osam es b'necho, the teacher is b'no, is kodam ben b'no. And chronologically speaking, that's usually the way that it works too. That there wouldn't be a corresponding din of kavod in the other direction. Eluhem devrei habach. So it's not just a diuk in a Rashi, and it's not just a Bracious Rabbah, and it's not just how you interpret the Gemara in Sota, and it's just how you interpret the Gemara in Makos about the Rotzeach Bishgago. All these are important Makoros. But the Bach comes down in the end and says that Eino Mistaber, it's impossible that there isn't a fundamental obligation, an absolutely fundamental obligation, not a din klali of Mipnei Seva Takam Vyadarta Pnei Zaken, but a din prati for our grandparents, in particular Avi Aviv, where that the special chiyuv of Talmud Torah exists. I think it's a perfectly defensible position to say that it applies to all grandparents, like the Aruch HaShulchan. And of course, our parents have to come before our grandparents, so we understand that. But we can argue, like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that that's only in the sense of a very direct conflict, but not as a general matter. So again, the point that I really wanted to stress, especially in our time, if we're fortunate enough to have our grandparents around, it's a relationship to be cherished. And our grandparents need us right now. Our grandparents really, really, really need us. All of the older members of society really need us to do what we can to try to slow the spread so that, God willing, they can get that shot in their arm in time to be able to say, to be saved from a magefa. You know, we said the Avinu Malkeinu again this morning, magefa minachal asecha, that there's really a race against the clock here. And we of all people who have a concept of reverence for previous Doros, we have to really get that message out there, in terms of our own families and in terms of all of the previous generation. As I said before, based on the Gemara and Kiddushin, the Psak Halacha is Keshitas Isi Ben Yehuda, that even a Zaken who's not a learned person, and even not a Jewish person, it is deserving of our kavod. And so we can do our part to modify our behavior so that unwittingly we don't contribute to the suffering of the Zakenim who are all around us. But of course, that's just the floor. The ceiling is much greater for us to really reflect on the opportunity, not just the obligation, but the opportunity of kavod that we can have for our grandparents, and to bear in mind, Ad Kedei Kach, like Rabbi Akiva Eger said, that unless it's a direct competition, you have to show the same degree of kavod, machil, mashkem, albish, mechasa, motzi, umachnes, to our grandparents as we do to our parents. Hopefully, especially when it comes to these parshios, Ephraim, Umenashe, Kiruven, Vishimon, Yihiyuli, we have the reunification of Yaakov and Yosef this week, and the full measure of that reunification next week, that we can celebrate this as really a cornerstone of our Masorah. The Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, as well as in Masechta Shabbos, in the Yerushalmi, that Kol HaMelamed Es Ben Bino Torah Malav HaKasuv Kilu Kibla Mehar Sinai, that it's one of the greatest experiences a person can have in this world, is to have the Masorah transferred, not just one generation, but multiple generations. We should all be so fortunate. Hashem should give us chayim at this time, that we can live for many, many, many years and be able to experience that sublime joy I'll just conclude by noting, I know it's a week ahead already, but I'll probably say it on Motzei Shabbos for those who are learning Mishnah Mikra together with us. Yeah, that was that's what I always felt was the correct pshad v'yichi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim, that the chiyus that Yaakov had be'eretz Mitzrayim, he never would have expected it, but it became like the golden years. He was afraid. We just saw in this week's Setra that he was afraid to go down to Egypt, al tiram mirdam Mitzrayim, and he certainly didn't want to stay there, but misasa, right? That's the idea of kavura be'eretz Yisrael. But v'yichi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim shiva esrei shana, what was the chiyus that Yaakov had? It was definitely the chios of learning with Yosef's son, with Ephraim. Ephraim u'menashe k'ruvei m'shimoni u'li. That's really what made Yaakov's time in Mitzrayim so valuable and so vital, in the literal sense of the word, filled with life, that he had the opportunity to make up all of that lost time with Yosef, with Yosef's son. Yosef was already very busy taking care of all of Mitzrayim, but Ephraim was there. I mentioned earlier in the week that Yehuda, Rashi comments Kol Nefesh, LeBeis Yaakov Shivim, the very end of Chamishi, after the listing and the genealogy, and there's a big machlokas. How do we get to 70? Is it Yocheved who's Nolda ben Achomos, or is it Yaakov Avinu himself, the position of the Rashbam? But everybody agrees that Yosef and his sons are counted. Yosef was an amazing father. That Yosef could raise children in Mitzrayim who were prepared to be not just part of the Masorah, but that Ephraim outstripped all of the other grandsons who were born in Canaan, couldn't rival Ephraim. In terms of who would become the Torah leadership. That's an amazing statement. That's an amazing statement about Yosef as a father. That even though they were in Eretz Mitzrayim, Kimas Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtem Balosasun, that it was a uniquely wicked place. Like the Rambam says, that's why there's an Issa Daraisa to live in Egypt. The fact that Yosef could have raised them to the point where Ephraim was ready to sort of pick up where they had left off, where Yaakov and Yosef had left off, to me is an amazing statement about Yosef as a father. So anyways, we round the corner on Sefer Bereishis now, it's really about family. It's a book about family. It's a paradigm for us to think about the way that we want to shape our own family relationships. And Chayav Adam, Bichod Aviv Yoser, Bichod Zekeno, but still, for us, the Rama, that din of Kibbutz Zekenim is alive and well. And it reflects, as the Bach says, our gratitude, our Hakara Satov, to our grandparents for being our teachers as well. Vehodatam Vanecha, Vilivnei Vanecha. So we'll hold it up here. Wish everybody at Tzom Kal, wonderful show.